Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings.
We're here at Long Road Distillers in Grand Rapids, and you can't talk about Grand Rapids without talking about beer, and today we're going to talk about both beer and spirits because Long Road has come up with a Beer City whiskey line.
Kyle Van Streen's here. What does that mean, a Beer City whiskey line? What's involved in that?
So this is our series of whiskeys that we've partnered with local breweries to make. As Tammy mentioned, we're known as Beer City USA. We've been voted that 4 times in a row now. And we're proud to be part of the craft beverage culture here in Grand Rapids and in Michigan as a whole. But we felt like there was an opportunity for us to partner with those breweries that have made us so famous and create a line of spirits that was unique and really highlighted some of their more popular beers. So we've partnered with 4 breweries. The first in the release is from the Mitten Brewing Company, who happens to be our next-door neighbors here on Leonard Street on the west side of downtown. We've taken their Country Strong IPA, and we've turned that into a malt whiskey, malt being the base grain.
Wait, you're turning beer into whiskey. Tell me how that works.
Well, so a lot of folks don't understand that beer and whiskey are closely related. They share a mostly common ingredient, which is malted barley. And so as long as the base of the beer is more than 51% malt, it can be considered a malted whiskey. In the same way, if you had a wheat beer that was more than 51% wheat, it could be considered a wheat whiskey. The mash of the beer, which is very closely related to our mash, it's just grain that's been cooked in some, depending on which hops or other additives are put into a beer, there's some additional flavorings that happen, but it's an unfinished beer, so it hasn't been fully filtered out, it hasn't been carbonated, things like that. Then we transfer it over into the still, distill it up to the appropriate proof, and then we've aged these beer whiskeys, for between 1.5 and 2 years.
So I hear that the way this got started was actually a happy accident with your neighbors.
Yeah, at the Mitten Brewing Company, they've recently transitioned from a 3-barrel system up to a 20-barrel system, and in the process of doing that, they did lots and lots of test batches. Now, every brewer knows that you're going to have batches that go bad with infections, and the yeast just isn't happy, and so you have off flavors. And so the Mitten was very stringent about not putting out a product that they weren't completely satisfied, especially with their Country Strong IPA, which is one of their standbys. They've always got it on tap. And so rather than throw it down the drain, we said, hey, let's try it. We'll distill it. We'll see how it tastes, and we can go from there. And out of that, we discovered that it was pretty delightful, especially out of a barrel. And so we had them brew us some fresh batches, put that through the still, put it into barrel, and now we've recently released this first in the series of 4.
All right, we should take a taste of that.
So I love an IPA beer, so I'm really intrigued to see how those hop flavors translate into a whiskey.
Hops and a whiskey. If it's hops, I'm probably okay with it. We'll see. So we've got one here.
Well, it smells like whiskey, but it also has that little bit of a hoppy aroma going on. Wow. So much of that hops on the finish, which I don't expect in a whiskey at all, but I love it.
You like it?
I do. You should try it.
I will in a second. I want to get to the second whiskey, though. You've got another one.
So in addition to our neighbors at the Mitten, we've also partnered with Perrin Brewing Company and Harmony Hall and Harmony Brewing Company and Grayline Brewing Company. All of them happen to be west of the river, which is fun for us, being good West Siders and partnering with the 4 breweries on this side of town. But the next in this release, this lineup of releases, is the Perrin Black, which is a very popular beer from them, one of my favorites that they've produced, and turned into a malt whiskey. This is super mellow. It has a really nice malt roast characteristic. I think it's just a really delightful sipper.
Let's try that. I got to try that. Oh, that's so smooth. That is so smooth. I can't believe that.
What I love, again, I can taste that dark roast malt from a beer that I like in beer and that translates to the whiskey so well. And I also love the fact that it's completely different than the Mitten Country Strong, in the same way those 2 beers would be completely different.
Oh, yeah, it's quite a bit. So do you intend to continue to play around with this and work with your brewer friends?
Definitely. This is just four in a series. This will be our releases for this summer, but then next year we're already planning for additional releases and partnering with more well-known breweries even, so people have that to look forward to.
And that's at Long Road Distillers in Grand Rapids. Thanks very much for telling us about this beer to whiskey. It's great.
Cheers.